Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Where's my nipple, Bob? You took
Excuse
my nipple.
Me? I would never do such a thing.
There it is.
That's not a nipple.
It's a little thing you put on top
it's
of the
screen.
Mic.
It's a microphone screen. But I've never heard it called a nipple.
Seems like a nipple to me. Limits?
It's a big nipple.
I've heard it called a nipple, the thing that you put in your ear for TV, right?
I never heard that
Bob's
either.
Bob's never heard that either.
What are you coming up with words as we go here?
No, that's a term that was dubbed in college when I was at
Was it at
RMU?
Winsburg?
That's right. All you
RMU
college kids, you know, you're out there all night doing whatever. You come back and say, oh, it's a nipple. And then that sticks.
Bob, the little earpiece. The
it's
thing
not
that
called
attached
a nipple.
To the earpiece? Then what's it called?
It's an IFB.
Well, I know it's an IFB.
That's the
but
official
the little,
name, Bob. It's the nickname is a nipple,
The
he's
little
saying.
Thing that they put on the end of it.
Don't take away his college fun retroactively.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I never heard it called a nipple. Sorry.
That's okay.
I
How are you?
I can't believe this is why you never know what you're going to get here. It's like a box of chocolates. Open up. Who would have thought we'd be talking about nipples?
What was that movie again? Forrest Gump. Overrated, underrated, or rated properly?
I liked it. I would rate it properly.
I liked it, too.
Yeah.
It was
Different.
Weirdly intriguing,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was.
It's the Pomp and Joe Show on a football Thursday. And Bob, well, first I'll inquire as to your well-being. How are you? I forgot my
Good,
glasses.
Busy. Looking forward to this game today. We have a lot of pregame stuff on KDK TV tonight. Rich Walsh is there. His hair won't blow at all. It won't move because of the wind. Doesn't matter. Category 5 hairspray on top of a, I don't even know what I would call that. It was like an intense, dense forest.
Wow. That sounds.
It doesn't move. I tried once. I said, let me just see if I can move that. Can't move it.
That sounds frightening. Limits,
anyway.
You doing well?
I'm very well. Excited for the game tonight. This should be a fun one. And the weather seems like it might not be as big of a factor as we originally thought.
What do you mean? Tell me about that for a moment before we launch into this.
Weatherman meteorologist Adam Crowley was giving us a report earlier today and said that it's going to rain in the 8 o'clock hour, but 9 and 10 should be okay.
Where did he get that? Is that a widely known? I look at different apps on these things, and it changes 12 hours increments. So
can
we'll
you
never
repeat
know.
That limit?
It's on the
what
lake.
The
you never know
you
what you're
going to
get off the lake.
Say it again, if you would.
What Crowley said, and I'm repeating
what
he said.
Who is he? I like Crowley, but is he a weatherman?
He's our resident meteorologist.
Okay.
He said that there could be some rain at 8 o'clock from the weather report he was looking at, and then 9 and 10, the rain should have subsided, and it'll just be cloudy skies and cold.
I feel better about that already.
Now we're going to get 5 inches of snow.
Even though I have trouble following it again. It's going to be somewhat of a weather game, right?
Yeah. It always is in Cleveland this time of the year, right?
You know what else it is, Bob? It's a gigantic game, in my opinion. And we had a huge something yesterday on Pony giving the Steelers a pre-ordered pass here, a Pony pass for the game. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I had Donnie Football on later. He talked about, hey, if you had said they would be 2-1 in this little three-game stretch of their schedule, with Commanders, Ravens, and Browns, you'd take it. I'm not thinking that way. And I hope the Steelers aren't thinking that way. And I wonder how the town is thinking. I wonder how the town's thinking right now. We can inquire at 412-928-9370. To me, you're in this thing to get to a Super Bowl and win it. And we've been starved for so long for even a playoff win that I think in some minds that's become like the main goal. Just get a playoff win. Let's get that playoff. No, you want to get the number one seed and it's right in front of you. So obviously the season's not over if they lose tonight. Pretty much everything is still in front of them. They're still having a good year, all of that. That doesn't mean it's not a huge game. Every great team that I've been in the city for while they're great, whether it was the Bills of the early 90s or a lot of Steeler teams since I moved here, you're jockeying for the number one seed. You want home games in the playoffs. This is a huge game tonight for the division, for the AFC. You want to play at home. Tomlin's been to the Super Bowl twice. Both times he played the AFC championship game at home. That's where you want to play it. That's where you want TJ Watt and Highsmith to have that extra count on the pass rush. You want all the advantages of playing at home. And in pursuit of that, the tiebreaker is head-to-head. But what if you're tied with Buffalo and Kansas City? What if there's a little three-way tie? Guess what's next? At least I think what's next is your AFC record. Come on. This is not a small game tonight. Bob, it's a huge football game, I think.
Totally agree. Just because of what you said and all the circumstances, consider the Steelers are six games in front of the Browns. We're only, how many games? 10 games into this. That's a pretty wide margin. The Browns have earned their 2-8 record. And to your point, since they changed everything where you only get one bye now,
yeah,
it's the top seed, you still are in range of that. For that to happen, you cannot afford any roadblocks at all. There are potholes everywhere. You got to avoid them. You got to avoid this one. And quite frankly, it should happen. If you check mark the Steelers on just about every position, Joe, you will find the Steelers have check marks at, I think, quarterback, offensive line, because Cleveland's injured. And even though they have some guys who are better at times, but they're not in there, running back, check. Wide receiver, I'm not so sure. That's a 50-50. Pickens stands above the rest, but then there's not much depth behind that. But if you look at defense, there's check marks everywhere. So the Steelers should win this game fairly easily. I am still a little perplexed about why it's only a 4-point spread. And I got to believe just because, you know, where it is, when it is. But, you know, people talk about short weeks. Everyone has short weeks. Cleveland had to travel from New Orleans back to Cleveland. They have a shorter week if you took it, look at it that way. So, you know, that's an excuse. I think they have to win. And I think they have to win impressively. I'll go further than that. You can win ugly, and that's fine. But you got to me, I want to see a statement win today.
Well, that's where you and I may part a little bit. I opened the week basically by saying, I'll take a win of any kind. I'm not of a mind to rip them for an ugly win. I'm not. There are some circumstances.
I'm not going
to
rip them, but I'm saying I think this is set up for them to be impressively.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the ideal scenario, but nobody's going to care. Once the game is over and they win 11-10, if they have then 10 days to get ready for Cincy. And I feel like some are believing that the number one seed is like some sort of pipe dream. I realize that the Steelers have a tough schedule. I do, but that's the whole point. You get through tonight. Get through. Find a way to win, and you're right. They're better. They're just flat out a way better team than this current version of the Browns. And the Browns had the same break the last I checked here. So the Steelers would then get a bunch of days to get ready for Cincy. So you win that game, you have Cleveland at home. That's already a win. Then you're talking 9-2, 10-2, 11-2. And then that's all you're thinking about is the number one seed. And I realize then you have the real gauntlet of the whole year. You have at Philly, at Baltimore, and Kansas City in 10 days. Which is ridiculous. I'm not saying the Steelers are a special case or the NFL is picking on them. There's other teams in that little trifecta there that have the same thing. It's just stupid to have that and unsafe, by the way, to have that. 3 games in 10 days. What are you doing?
That was my first thought when it came out. The league takes so much priority in safety, and here they are jamming down their throats this kind of schedule. I think the league is interested in the league, and while they're trying to enhance safety measures, this goes against it to me. But being, you know, Mike Tomlin's good about this. He never complains about the schedule. I've been doing shows with him for 6 years. He's never, ever complained. He just says
not publicly.
And I don't think so privately either. I really don't. I think he's.
I would guess
message.
When that schedule came out, he was pissed.
I never saw any indication from that because I asked him about that several years. Whatever. We just play it.
I know. I hear that.
Because in the end, you can't control it. You just can't. You just play it.
The two teams you're vying for that spot with, assuming the Ravens don't get back into this and they're a little bit far out now, although they did beat Buffalo, are Buffalo and Kansas City. Buffalo has to play San Fran this weekend.
But that's not as bad as it first looked.
No, but you're getting a desperate San Francisco team, and they're still wild.
I thought they were desperate last week, and they lost.
Okay, then they go in on the road to play the Rams. Never an easy game when the other team has a quarterback. And then at the Lions.
A tough one.
Don't tell me if you roll to 11-2, you're not in pretty good position vis-a-vis. You like that little?
No, vis-a-vis.
Saying vis-a-vis?
You say with a little accent.
Did I say
vis-a-vis?
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, Joe.
Vis-a-vis the Bills, if you're 11-2, they're going to lose a game or two. They are. So you set yourself up there, and then there's Kansas City. What do we call them, Bob? The big...
They call them the defending champs two times.
The big kahuna?
They're still going to somehow be a factor in all of this.
They're Moby Dick.
But they proved last year that they could win on the road in the playoffs, specifically in Buffalo.
That's the Steelers' Moby Dick, right, Bob?
Before it was a minnow. Now it's Moby Dick.
Used to be a minnow. Listen, Kansas City plays close games against everybody. So, yeah, they have the inside track right now, but you have them at home. Right now, as we sit here, me over here, you, Bob, over there looking wonderful in your Srixon hat, City Limits looking like Jimmy Neutron yet again today, and that's a compliment. Do you take it as one?
I do. I originally didn't know how to take it, but now it is a compliment.
I think he's one of those guys who's going to grow into everything.
Yeah, you know, and he's a chameleon. He comes in looking very different every day, doesn't he, Bob?
He does, and he has no weight on him, but that'll change also.
It will.
I hope not.
As we sit here right now, the Steelers control their destiny against the Chiefs for the number one seed. If it was just those two and you beat them on Christmas and you have the same record, you're in. So we can project all we want. But as we sit here right now, they hold that card. Guess what? They lose to Cleveland. They lose that card. So let's look at Kansas City, Bob. Coming off a loss, which came after they should have lost to Denver. They won 16-14. They had to go overtime to beat Tampa. They had a one-score game against Vegas, for God's sakes. And they beat Cincy by one. Okay, at Carolina. Might take a lot to lose that one. Then they have Vegas, who always plays them tough. Then they have the Chargers on a night game. Then they go into Cleveland, and then they have Houston. I don't know if they're going to go unscathed through that part of their schedule either.
I don't think they will.
So
they've been lucky to win as much as they have. They've come very close, as you mentioned, Denver. But the game against Cincinnati right in the beginning of the season, one toe gets out of bounds for, who was it?
Baltimore.
Or Baltimore, I mean. Yeah. It was Isaiah Likely.
Yeah.
Right, who stepped. He had a touchdown pass that would have won the game, but his toe was on the line.
Likely would have won it.
Yeah. Likely.
So it's all there. The notion, forget about what anybody on the station has said. The notion that somehow this is a house money game is insane. There's one bye. You mentioned it. I didn't even mention the rest part. I'm mentioning all the advantages of playing at home, and there's a reason that a lot of teams win the AFC or NFC title games at home and playoff games at home. There's a reason Mike Tomlin, when he's gone to Super Bowls, has done it in Pittsburgh. It's a gigantic advantage for your pass rushers, for your offense to not have to go on a silent count. Come on, it's huge. But there's also only one, and for the Steelers to get that rest for Cam Hayward, Watt, Minka, I'm thinking of the three guys on defense more than any others. Anybody else who's getting up there in age, it's a gigantic prize.
Yeah, and with all that time off getting ready for Cincinnati, it's a nice position to be in. It would be far worse if you lost the game. Yeah. And then people are starting to wonder, you know, are they really a Super Bowl contending team if they lose to the Browns? I mean, the Browns beat the Ravens. And they did it because they fell apart. The Steelers cannot afford to fall apart late in the game the way Cleveland or Baltimore did in that game.
Yeah.
So that's why, to me, how they win matters. I know it's only a style point I'm looking for, but I want to see the difference between them and Cleveland, and I think there's a big difference. Show it.
There's a huge prize available here, and they have an extremely realistic chance to get it, but they got to win tonight. I think they have, if they want the number one seed, they have to win tonight. Now, people overreact the other way and say, well, season's over if they lose. No, of course not. But I'm after the number one prize here, which is a week off and home games in the playoffs. I mean,
the week off is the big attraction.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the only team getting that, it's huge that time of the season to get one, to prepare, have more time to prepare. For a team like the Steelers, who you just mentioned, have three players who are their leaders all getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So prepare
there.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Prepare like champions, play like champions, and beat the pathetic Cleveland Browns. Just a broken organization again.
In every way.
In every way.
Starting with the owners. Isn't it funny how both David Tepper and Jimmy Haslam, both who had ties to the Steelers, you would have thought would learn some of the things they were a part of here.
Yeah.
And instead they're going the opposite direction in terms of radical moves, coaching changes, quarterback in, out, change. It's unbelievable. That's why it's always the danger to me. And I realize sometimes coaching changes can work. But largely, when you do them as regularly as those teams do it, that doesn't work. Chicago is another example.
Yeah. It reminds me of coaches like the Belichick tree. So many of them have gone to other places and failed. You can't take whatever that magic is, whatever that mojo is not transferable sometimes or often.
You would think it is. One of the reasons why they're hired is because it is.
Yeah.
You know,
and exactly. Yes.
Oh, well, you work for Belichick. Therefore, you're going to be good. Well,
Tepper,
Josh McDaniels, not so much.
Tepper is spilling drinks on people, and Dee and Jimmy Haslam are hiring a creep quarterback to the worst contract in sports history. You know? What have they done to those two franchises?
I think they've undermined Kevin Stefanski for sure.
The talk of him losing his job is ludicrous. Would you agree?
Yeah, but it might happen because of the irrational decisions that have already been made. And it seems to me like the Haslam family may not like the fact that they're underachieving and now transfer all of their blame to him, because that's what happens a lot.
Your thoughts on the importance of the game tonight? 412-928-9370. A house money game, an oh well game, a free pass game, a who cares game? Not to me, man. I've seen too many teams take advantage of the bye and the home field in the playoffs. And like I said, as we sit here today, the Steelers have that. I think they have the whole thing in their control. I think it would come down to AFC record if it was a three-way tie. Certainly, they control it against the Chiefs because they play them and they're one game back. And like we said, Buffalo, we'll see. San Francisco's a tough game under any circumstance. That's a night game in Buffalo. And then they got to come back and visit the Rams and visit the Lions. Now, they finished the season, Bob, with two games against New England and one against the Jets. How do you get that kind of schedule?
You reside in the AFC East.
Yeah, but you get two of your last three against the Patriots.
For years, New England feasted on that. Now it's transferred the power to Buffalo, and they're feasting on it.
Tell me what you guys think right now, if you would. Limits? Bills are 9-2, Bob. They've got, as I mentioned, San Fran, at L.A., at Detroit, home against New England, home against the fighting Aaron Rodgerses, and at New England. What's Buffalo going to finish at? How many more losses on that schedule?
I think there's going to be two more losses on that schedule. One of them will be Detroit, just because Detroit is playing at such a high level, and the other will be one of those two NFC West teams.
I think they might lose one of those two to New England, believe it or not. I think there's three more losses on Buffalo's schedule.
No,
you have 13-4 then.
Yes.
Is that what you have?
Yeah, I have 13-4 as well. I don't see them winning that Detroit game and then one other loss in between.
All right. I have them at 12-5. You guys have them at 13-4. How about the Chiefs? The Chiefs right now. And some people, by the way, it blows my mind, think that like talk of the number one seed is sort of like some secondary topic.
Yeah, I get that too.
That's the only topic.
And it's available.
It's the only topic.
Yep.
Right now, given the position the Steelers are in, yes, of course you want to win your division. But the last I checked, it's conference, division, wild card. Win the conference. All right, here's Kansas City sitting at 9-1. So they still have seven more games. At Carolina.
10-1.
Vegas.
11-1.
I'm going to say 11-2. Chargers.
12-1.
Ooh. At Cleveland.
13-1.
Home against Houston.
13-2.
At Pittsburgh.
13-3.
At Denver.
14-3.
14-3 for them. 13-4 for the Bills you have. Okay.
Austin.
I think Kansas City's going to lose three more games and finish 13-4. What they'll be, I don't know. They're going to get upset. They're going to lose.
I think the experience will make that not possible.
They're going to lose at Denver.
They've already shown you they can play bad football or not to their standards
to
win.
I know. But even with them, Bob, the odds are still working so heavily against them to be a three-time champion. Think of all the teams.
I get it.
That we've
seen. That doesn't
mean
they can't get there. Just the Penguins had back-to-back thinking three. They got to the playoffs if they ran out of gas or whatever happened in that series against Washington. But, you know, that happens.
No. I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just saying all the odds are against them. They've played so much football. And nobody's done it. Not the 70s Steelers, not the 90s Cowboys, not the 80s 49ers, not the Patriots of Belichick. Nobody's done it.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to do it. But I think they are going to finish 13-4. I think they're going to lose at Denver in their last game. They should have lost to Denver already and two others. Limits?
I think 14-3. That Chargers game is the one that I circle on their schedule other than the Steelers one. They're humming. Their defense is statistically one of, if not the best in the league.
Except the other night against Cleveland.
Here's the thing.
They fell apart defensively in the second half, of leading 27-6. I saw.
But that's a really good offense. And they held at the end. Burrow had three chances at the end.
Evan McPherson missed two field goals makeable. They should have lost that game.
I don't know.
Isn't that amazing how many kickers are missing field goals, by the way?
Except for Boz.
That's a huge advantage here if this continues.
Except for good old Boz. Kansas City is not rolling. Their last four games, Vegas one score, Tampa overtime. Lucky they beat Denver by two and then they lose
by
nine.
Yeah, but you just said earlier it doesn't matter, just get it done, right? So that applies to the Steelers. I think it would apply to Kansas City too.
Well, but those are kind of apples and oranges. I'm talking on a short week on the road with a 10-day break.
I'm
just
talking
get
about
it
anywhere.
Done tonight.
Yeah, they know how to win.
You can say that, but if you're reading over a course of time how a team is playing, I don't think they're playing very well, and I think that's going to bite them.
Right. Or they'll turn it on because they know what time of the year it is.
Could be.
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is. I think the sheer amount of football they've played, not only over the past couple of years, but go all the way back to Brady for the Patriots beating them in the AFC title game. Eventually it catches up. Maybe not the regular season, though. I got them at 13-4. Limits?
Yeah, 14-3 with a loss of the Chargers and the Steelers on Christmas Day.
Holy horse milk. Then that brings us to the Steelers. They have two losses, Bob. Let's say it right now. At Cleveland tonight,
win.
I say win.
Win.
Give them 10. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, 9.
9, yeah, yeah, 9-2.
Give them 9. At Cincy on a 10-day rest.
Loss.
Win.
I agree, Bob. I think it's a loss.
I think it's a win. A lot of pressure on the Bengals.
Yeah, but that offense can kill you, as we saw in a lot. You know, the Bengals, if you break down their season, Joe, I did this the other day. I couldn't believe they really should be, based on their offense.
Yes.
They should have two losses.
Sure.
That's it. But their defense is so bad.
Coaching and, well, defense is half the game, or at least.
Well, I know that, but they can't outscore you.
I say win. Home against Cleveland, win.
Win.
At Philly, I say loss.
Loss.
Definitely a loss.
Ooh, did you hear that, Bob?
It's an incrinculant loss.
Very forceful. At Baltimore, loss.
This is a tough one for me because I think they know how to win down there, but I also know that Baltimore should be really steaming and probably in much need of a win. So I'm going to say Baltimore.
I'm going to say a win. They find ways to beat the Ravens no matter what it might be.
Home against Kansas City, win.
Win.
Win. Christmas Day miracle.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Little limits. And home against Cincinnati.
Win.
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 So what are we saying there? I said two losses in there. Back-to-back, Philly and Baltimore.
I have 13 and 4.
13 and 4.
I have 13 and 4 as well.
There you go.
But that doesn't win. I have Kansas City.
You have Kansas City 14 and 3. But it sure would help to beat them, wouldn't it, Bob? And you know what else would help? Win the game tonight. 412-928-9370. I would call it a monumental game. As far opposite of a free pass game as one can humanly imagine. If you want the one seed. That's if you want it. I sure do. Because it's a week off. I know some people think about the rhythm thing, blah, blah, blah. I'll take the rest.
I think the rhythm thing only becomes when you have multiple weeks, when some of these teams clinch it so far in advance like Indy did for all those years. I think it does hurt you that way. But for 1 week, you need the rest.
I'll take the healing. I'll take the home games.
Right.
Healing and home
games, Bob. H&H,
baby. H&H. That's what I'll take. Coming up, Artie Smith had some interesting things to say about Justin Fields and other topics. We'll talk about that, but we'd love to hear from you on the Pomp and Joe show on just where you would put this game. Let's put it this way before we part for a moment. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a game to save the planet Earth, 1 being, you know, this is a game between the Titans and the Giants. Where does this game rank? 1 to 10 for the Steelers.
Are we doing this now or are we doing it?
Yes, please. You know, explanation needed.
So 1 to 10 being the importance of this
one,
game?
The game, yeah. 1, the game doesn't matter. Okay. 10, it's the game to save the universe.
I think it's a 10. I think it's that important. I got to win this game.
So you're telling me...
If these
two teams are playing tonight with the actual universe at stake, it's that important, Bob.
To me, it is. For them, it is. I think you can't afford a loss. If you're... Again, this whole premise of this first segment was we're going to get the number one seed,
right?
That's what you're looking at. For that to happen, you can't lose this game.
I know. I was just thinking the fate of planet Earth plus all the other planets, including Uranus, Bob.
We're all going to be there one day floating around in the atmosphere.
Can you imagine if that was
a show in Uranus?
Can you imagine?
Can we do one?
We'll be intergalactically red.
Yeah, how about that?
Can you imagine the eyeballs on this game if the entire planet was at stake,
Bob? What
would
our studio look like in Uranus?
I mean, we'd be... I think you've taken that one slightly too far.
We'd be floating.
We'd be floating, I guess, yeah. I'll put it at, you know, 10's to save the universe. 9 is the Super Bowl. 8's a playoff game. 7, you got to get into the playoffs to win. I'll put it at a 6.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was going to go 6-5 just to be fun with decimals.
Yeah, you didn't break it down that way for me. You did not do that. You just said... I was thinking number one seed. That's the whole premise here, right?
Okay.
It's available.
All right, then let's redo the whole thing.
Let's say if you do it that way,
yeah.
How important is this for the Steelers to get the number one seed?
That's a better way to phrase the question, and that's why you're the first name on the marquee.
It's still the Joe Show. It's the Joe Show.
Can you
with
rephrase
me on board.
That?
I'm just a
rephrase
caddy.
That. Rephrase your question.
How important is this game on a scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to
1 to 5. All right, 1 to 10.
To get the number one seed. It's an AFC conference. There's
9.5.
All right, but you're thinking more like I'm thinking at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good, that honestly is a very good way to phrase the question.
If you want to make the playoffs, sure, it's a 6. You can make the playoffs. 5 probably.
In terms of getting the number one seed, 1 to 10, this is a 9.5, if not a 10.
It's definitely a 9 or higher because you have Philadelphia where you haven't won since what, Bob, 65?
Yeah, and Baltimore again.
Back-to-back Kansas City champs. I mean, the schedule, this is where we really get into the meat and potatoes. I know we talked about that with Washington and Baltimore, but definitely a 9 tonight.